So I go to restaurants here. If I hit this lookup button, it's going to give me the closest matches, well, the exact matches. So I have restaurants here, but it's giving me, it's actually thinking outside the box for me for a little bit. So I have restaurants with liquor, family dining, fine dining, food delivery. Also I have restaurant cleaning. I can scroll down this list and pick from others that I might be interested in. I also have different cuisines, as well as franchises, for instance, Arby's, if I want to find all the Arby's in the area. So I have restaurants here, so this is what I'm going to be searching by. I want to narrow it down by a geographical area. So I can go state, I can go the city, and I can go the metro area, the zip code, the radius, the county, street address, as well as neighborhood. I just want to do county for this one. What county are we in?
Middlesex.
Okay. So what happens here is, since we're at the top of the page, once I hit county, it lets me know that the county is added below with this green bar. So I can select the state. And then if I wanted to, I can start typing Middlesex here, but I can scroll down and select here, and then I can update this count. See how many I have. So I have 2,474. Maybe that list is too big. Maybe that list is too small. I can remove this as a geographical area, and maybe I just want to do the particular city. But for the sake of doing a search, let's just view the results and look at the 2,474 businesses within the county. So once again, the summary information, I can click on any individual business to get the detailed information for it. What I want to do is, maybe I want to get some of these records. Maybe I have a product that I want to sell them, or maybe I have, maybe I'm just looking for a job in the restaurant industry, so I want to call some of these companies. What I can do is, I can print and download this information. When I am outside the library, I can do 25 at a time, and that is labeled right here. I can do 25 records at a time. If I'm actually inside the library, I can do 50 records at a time. So what that means is I select the 25 here, because it's 25 per page, and then I have the option of downloading the information or printing the information. I'm actually just gonna download the information. So when I click on download, it actually gives me two different steps. I wanted to keep it in Excel. You can do comma delimited if you want to, as well as tab, but Excel works probably the best. And then I can specify the level of detail that I want. If I want summary, that's just giving me the name, address, and phone number. If I want the detailed record, that's going to give